Hi guys, this is Kali on Fresh and Radio. Today we're going to have a DJ Takaki from London as a guest. But I'm not going to be the interviewer, like a London, by some London, so Kenji and Fuji, they're going to be interviewers. And yeah, DJ Takaki, he performed at the Ultra Japan and some like a huge DJ events in the past. So it's an honor to have him as a guest here. And unfortunately, I'm not going to be the interviewer for this year. It's really, you know, we have this like a great opportunity to have him. So yeah, today's first song. Okay, this is from DJ Takaki, so enjoy it. You're listening to Fresh and Radio, and that was today's guest, DJ Takaki. So now we're gonna have an interview to him. And so Kenji and Koichi, please.
Right. Okay. We have a big guest from, well, recently, you know, came from Tokyo. We have DJ Takaki here today.
Yes. Hi. Hi, nice to see you. Nice to meet you. Hi, it's fine. Thank you.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, we already worked together for like maybe for the past maybe 6 months, maybe few events already, like three or four events together.
Yes.
And well, he's very different types of DJ. Well, I have to say. Well, some people call you like maybe turntablist or like beat juggling.
Yes.
And, yeah, this kind. Mm-hmm. And now I have this brand new DJ Takaki official press kit. And I'm going through this and sort of, you've done so much work in Tokyo, but this time, so you decided to come to the UK to play. What's the reason for you to sort of make this big move?
When I was activity in Tokyo, and I think I always feeling is interested to the, it's a, other country of from the Japan, like it's a UK or France or Berlin or Amsterdam as well. And then I always listen to electronic music from the Europe club music culture.
Right.
And and when I was activity in Japan, I feeling I'm not feel always enough for my career. And for example, if I play there in the Tokyo's club one night, I think it's try to had a like a suitable for the Japanese cloud and the Japanese atmosphere. But I think my instinct is more having interesting to the like different country, mm-hmm. this club culture as well. Mm-hmm. And in the case of electronic music, it's all people having interesting to the from Europeans club music, mm-hmm. like techno, house, and the drum and bass, mm-hmm. and they are popular of the all of the world country. Mm-hmm. From UK or yes, France and Berlin as well. Okay. Yes, mm-hmm. and then finally I decided to come to London and move to activity base from Tokyo mm-hmm. to London, and I think it's very nice for me. And then yes, because now I'm music artist dance. It's a big change. Has mm-hmm. a big change.
Definitely.
Yes.
What about how did you start off with like playing music in the first place? Like how did you start it?
Yeah, it was when I was 16 or 15. Mm. My first time seeing DJing from the TV show, mm. like it's a competition of the DJ. It's their called the DMC competition. It's what is it about DMC is like using scratching and beat juggling and called the turntablist. Mm-hmm. And when I was seeing first time of the turntablism, I had a big surprise and I had a big influence from mm-hmm. theirs. And I think my first time big influence for me, and then because of starting a DJing is about turntablism. Mm. And then after that, I know DJ's world things and club culture as well. And then after that, electronic music as well. In the past, I prefer like a classical rock music as well. But when I was starting after starting DJing, my consciousness is very interesting to the electronic music side. Mm-hmm. And then I started listening to drum and bass music from UK. And when I was high school. Yes, when I was in high school, I first time listened to Lonely Size. It's album. Lonely Size is a very famous drum and bass artist from the UK. And they're also very surprised and a very big influential for me. Mm-hmm. And when I was there, active in the Tokyo, and I always played drum and bass music as well. Mm-hmm. And but I already using my skills as well, like scratching and beat juggling, because I had a DMC title in Japan. Mm-hmm. And when I playing a DJ, I always need to priority sing is my originality and my originality style and my personality as well. And
yeah, like, well, I've seen, you know, some of the kind of video clips over YouTube and everything, and then I found it like quite a big influence from the drum and bass and some of it. But you've already told us that, you know, since you moved to the UK, you've seen all the kind of scene here and sort of bit of changes there. Mm. So maybe we're gonna have to ask you this, you know, after this second song tonight, today. So maybe we listen to this in a second song and then I'm gonna ask you more questions.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, please.
Well, that was a great interview. Now we are going to play today's second song. This is also from DJ Takaki. Enjoy it.
gonna say it one more time, right? I've got to do something really serious. I'm very sorry to do this. There's a very well-known philosopher said, there's like mad music, there's like posh music, and there's working class music, which is a melodic bass line with a lot of crazy shit around it. One more time, right? I've got to do something really serious. I'm very sorry to do this. There's a very well-known philosopher said, there's like mad music, there's like posh music, there's working class music, which is a melodic bass line with a lot of crazy shit around it.
Russian radio. That was today's guest, DJ Takaki. So now we're gonna have interview again. So Koichi and Kenshi, I'll leave it to you.
Right. That was the second song from DJ Takaki. And yeah, you told us, you know, all the kind of activities you did in back in Tokyo. And since you came to the UK, you also told us that you're seeing a you're kind of thinking of making a little bit change in music or like the type of music or like maybe the bit of style also. How was that? Like, you know, I know you told us that you went to Europe, like Spain, Ibiza, Paris and Amsterdam. And then you saw all the kind of music scene in here and this all.
Yeah, because
how do you feel those
from when I was in Japan, I also having interesting to the techno and house side of the music, like we call the 4-beat music. And the 4-beat, like techno and house scene is quite big, quite big in the Europe country.
Sure.
And I also having interesting to the this culture as well. And when I came to London, it's my instinct, and my perspective is I think has a big change because London's atmosphere, and I'm feeling every day, and London's weather as well. But I like this weather, but and the club culture as well. Every weekend, it's a very nice party in the London. And then I went to there every weekend, and I always big influential from the London club culture because a very famous DJ and came every weekend and played every weekend, and the vibe as well and the people's vibe is so different from Japan, I think. And this August I went to the Ibiza as well, and Ibiza has a big techno and house scene in the famous of the world, and I also big surprise in the Ibiza's club, and because the people's vibe and beautiful city, beautiful beach, and made a very nice people's vibe, I think, and big venue and a big crowd and very 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 nice vibe.
And I'd like to try.
Yeah, and DJ played the techno and the house, and so vibe is awesome, I think.
Cool.
Yeah, and I needed to studying techno and the house as well in recently. And I already studying there, and I always finished the prepare to the something to the expression techno and the house set.
Yeah, I've seen that, you know, bit of change already, like, you know, from this Halloween event we just did. And yeah, probably before, you know, there was a big kind of drum and bass,
yes.
you know, influence on your music, but yes, I could see a bit of a difference, you know,
yeah.
like a change.
Yes.
And which, you know, I'm really looking forward to, you know, your new stuff coming up
yeah.
in the new year. Mm. But what about the kind of, yeah, you played for us for like almost like 4 times.
Mm.
And we now try to, you know, make our events like bigger, you know, so that, you know, we can kind of show you, you know, to those kind of audiences.
Yes.
But how do you enjoy the Flyjam event so
yeah,
far?
Yeah, I always need to say thank you to the, the Flyjam people. And because my first time played in the London is the
yes.
Flyjam event in the, this
the
March,
yes.
I think. And and I always try to, you know, like so different type from Japan. And always try to like how's best to the play in the London, I think. And I always try. And I always got a nice reaction from the crowd and
right.
from the people. And yeah, I need to say a lot of thank you. Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you very much for
yeah.
you know playing for events.
No.
Because obviously, you know, by having DJ Takaki
yes.
on Flyjam events
mm-hmm.
made our, I don't know, the quality of the event definitely higher since.
Oh.
And we like thank
you,
for playing, you know, for us. And yeah, but you know, what we're thinking
mm-hmm.
This coming year 2017,
yes,
thinking big event like I said earlier, and obviously, you know, we'd like to, you know, have you there,
yes.
But what about your like year 2017? Do you have any plans or like,
I think as much as possible, I needed to live in London more two years or 3 years,
yes.
And after that, also. I needed to live in a different another country from Japan. And now, if I get to the offer from the European club for the about play, and I can do a very nice things for the suitable like a European club, and
yes.
because. I was in the studio about 2 months, dying 2 months or 3 months, and then it's dying this moment. I prepared to the my new things about the, my new set,
mm-hmm.
the drum and bass side as well, and the
yep.
techno house side as well, and using my skills and expression, my originality,
mm-hmm.
and I already finished the prepare something. And now I need to get a gig and do gig more in London and or other country as well. Yeah, and I try to get to more booking in London. Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, I mean, we like to help you, you know, everything we could do to help. But like, you know, what I see, like your music. I don't know, your style, is it something like, I can always imagine some big hall or like a big
mm-hmm.
spacious,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of, I mean, we really try hard to, you know, you know, kind of make this you know, type of event, like, you know, somewhere bigger, you know, so that, you know, we can have something like 500, 1,000
no.
people, all that. I think, you know, your style is actually suit. This kind of atmosphere, you know, rather than, you know, small venues like we're doing now.
No, I also prefer smaller
yeah.
venues.
Okay.
Most of them, I like it. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. But yeah, and also kind of personal question, as you know, you've also told
yeah.
us that you're kind of trying not to eat
yeah.
meat.
Ah, yes. In
so
recently,
you're trying to be vegetarian.
Yeah,
vegetarian,
I started. It's called the pescatarian
right.
life,
yeah,
and
yeah, okay.
they are don't eat meat, just meat.
Okay.
And but I can eat the seafood and other food as well.
Mm-hmm.
And because from when I was in Japan, as also I have an interest into the this lifestyle, and I And when I came to London, I met some nice person. And this person is also pescatarian or okay. vegetarian. Mm-hmm. And I decided, oh, it's nice timing for that in my life and if I starting this life. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and I decided to starting. And I now still continued as a this lifestyle.
How do you like it? Like,
yeah, it's very nice. It's and also, affect to the my DJ style as well.
Really?
And I think better than past, more than past, I think.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, you know, well, I'm doing this kind of thing, right?
Yes.
Well, I have this every other month, yeah. I don't eat meat. I only meat, I eat like, well, I can eat fish or seafood, but I try not to eat meat every other month.
Yes.
I have to say, I can actually recommend. I mean, the reason for I'm doing that is actually more like, how do you call it? Like a Ramadan type of thing, like a self-cleansing type of thing, you know? But it actually, it's working well on my own health as well, I think.
Uh-huh.
And I really enjoy doing this as well. But yeah, but it's so many different types of, I don't know, vegetarian,
yes.
vegan. So, well, I met a lot of people, they're calling themselves like vegetarians, but they can eat chicken.
And, just the chicken. Yeah.
But they used to call themselves a vegetarian. And, yeah. I don't know how it works, but that's good that it's working well.
Yeah.
For me, but,
I think, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. But how did you do that in Japan though? Like, you just came back from Japan.
Yeah, but in that sense, I back to London, I back to Tokyo because I had a gig in Tokyo, but
yes,
when I was back to Tokyo, just one moment, I start again meat. Yeah,
sure. Oh, because you really can't.
Japan is cheap with cheap flights.
Yoshinoya.
It's Yoshinoya. We call it Yoshinoya.
Yes,
very delicious.
Yeah.
But as much as possible, don't try too hard. Mm-hmm.
Enjoy.
Yes, please. Enjoy. Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Mm. Right. Well, we kind of saw, you know, like, I don't know, DJ Takaki, not the DJ Takaki playing, you know, but something like more, which is kind of nice. And yeah, so we are really looking forward to seeing you in many, many stages and places.
You will do my best.
Yeah, and hopefully, you know, we can keep on working together.
Yes, of course.
Following me as well.
Yeah.
But well, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you so much. Thank you
today.
So much.
And
yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
So, I hope that you guys enjoyed today's interview with DJ Takaki. I've actually never met him. I've talked to Dan, who is a professional dancer, before over Skype on this radio show, but I've never met DJ Takaki, I've never talked to him, so maybe next year if I go to London, then I really hope that I could meet him there. Maybe at some events we're gonna organize or something, or even if it's just drinking, I'm gonna be very happy to do that with him. Right, okay, so this radio show is broadcasted on every Tuesday and Thursday. On Tuesday we're speaking Japanese and Thursday we're speaking English. I hope you guys enjoyed today's show and hope to see you next week again. So thank you for listening. Bye.